We welcome you to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, as we turn the page from Sunday, Lambeau Field. We know what happened. The Eagles completely took it on the chin in every phase, as Chip Kelly said today, from the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I mean, when you looked at the schedule, when the schedule came out, this was maybe the one game where you thought this is going to be a very difficult game for the Eagles to win, but I don't think anybody expected it to go quite like it did yesterday.
Yeah, the Packers played their A game. The Eagles did almost nothing right, so as they say in the NFL, 24 hours have passed since that game got underway, and we are forgetting about that game. But we'll talk about it here as we make the transition from Packers' loss to the game on Sunday night, on Sunday afternoon at Lincoln Financial Field against the Tennessee Titans. The Titans in action tonight, and we'll all be watching. Take a little sneak peek at a team that has not been all that impressive so far.
Yeah, and Eagles fans may not know too much about this Titans team. Zach Mettenberger, the rookie at quarterback. They haven't really done much on offense. They haven't really done much on defense either. So watch tonight, and that way we can all turn the page as quickly as we can from Green Bay.
Six games remain in the regular season for the Eagles, who are tied for first place in the NFC East. Let's get you caught up on everything that's happening today. Chris McPherson with our Eagles 360 update presented by Sports Authority.
Thanks, Dave and Bo. Head coach Chip Kelly reviewed the game tape and offered his assessment on Monday of the Eagles' loss to the Packers. There was not a single solitary reason for the defeat, Kelly said, but nonetheless, it will not change the method of preparation as the team turns a page and looks forward to this Sunday's matchup with the Tennessee Titans.
There's no single thing. I think there's a lot of different things. I mean, offensively, we move the ball in certain times, but then, you get a penalty to set you back on a drive or that drive stalls. I mean, you can look at specific drives on why they didn't work, and you come away with field goals in the first half instead of touchdowns in the first half. Then obviously, when they're scoring the way they're scoring, we need to kind of keep up with them. But
Kelly has guided the Eagles through tough losses before. He said that's why it's important to treat each week like a one-game season. The key here, Kelly said, is to not let this game beat them twice, meaning to allow it to carry over and affect next week's performance against Tennessee.
It's about coming back and not letting the same game beat you twice. You can't feel sorry for yourself in this league. And, you can have big wins on one week and then not on the other week. And I think the one thing they understand is that we stick together. And we lost yesterday as a coaching staff, as a special teams team, as an offensive team, and as a defensive team. And there's, it's not a finger-pointing operation. I think we all contribute to our wins, and we've all contributed to our losses. So
over the last 2 weeks, Jordan Matthews has compiled 12 catches for 245 yards and 3 touchdowns. He is just the third Eagles rookie to ever have back-to-back 100-yard receiving games. In Kelly's eyes, it's just a continuation of the work and success that Matthews has had from the time that he stepped foot in Philadelphia.
I think Jordan it's a Jordan we've seen since day one he's been here, But I also think there's plays on Sunday that he wants back, So, I think he's very meticulous in his preparation. It's really important for him to be good at everything he does. He studies tape. He does everything he asks for.
On the injury front, quarterback Nick Foles has been cleared to begin workouts. The team is still waiting for that fractured collarbone to heal. That'll do it here for today's Eagles 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back inside the studio for more with Dave and Bo.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. We begin our discussion here, Bo, with a look at the offense. Some good and some not so good.
Yeah, mostly not so good. Obviously, this game got away from the Eagles early on, but still 4 turnovers on offense. We will unpack all of that coming back with more on the other side right here on Eagles 360.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Imagine a pill with a camera inside that takes pictures of your digestive tract painlessly.
At Jefferson, we're among the first in the area to use it, and we're working on the next generation now. But that's really just a snapshot of all the innovative things our team is doing, which may be why Jefferson has earned a national reputation in digestive disorders, not to mention the trust of more patients than just about any hospital in the tri-state area.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
We welcome you back, Eagles 360 here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. We are talking offense in Sunday's loss to the Packers. Mark Sanchez, certainly an up-and-down performance from him. He talked after the game about just that inconsistency offensively.
Hats off, first of all, to the Packers. They played outstanding in all phases, and we did quite the opposite. You know, speaking from an offensive perspective, we just didn't get going early enough. We started to move the ball, and then we kind of stuttered a little bit, and then it didn't look as sharp as we should have. You know, we just got out executed. Offense, defense, special teams, coaches. You know, that was coach's message after the game, that we're all in on this, and you know, now we're going to find out who we are, what kind of team we have. It's easy when you're on the other end of this thing, like we were last week. And, you know, you're on national TV and everything's going great and you can't miss and we score a lot of points and defense, you know, special teams score. That's fun and it's easy. But now it's tough. And this is going to be a really good test for this team.
Your shoulder got hit on one of those early sacks. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I mean, it's a physical game. You take a good shot and it never feels good. But that's just the way it went early. I was proud of the way guys fought. You know, a lot of us took some good hits and got right back up and kept playing. So I'm proud of our effort. I'm proud that nobody was out there quitting. Nobody was pointing fingers at each other. You know, we are a family, and things aren't ever perfect in a family. So, you know, we got a lot of cleaning up to do, but we can do that. We have the group, we have the talent, we have the coaching that can come right back from something like this.
All right, so Bo, what is the state, as you look at it, of this Eagles offense heading into the final six games of the regular season?
It's hard for me to take really much from this Packers game because of the way that the game got out of hand so quickly. Obviously, the Eagles forced to abandon the run game a little bit. Those turnovers in the second half, you're sort of chasing the scoreline. I thought Mark Sanchez played pretty well in the first half. The Eagles just did not convert red zone opportunities into touchdowns. Obviously, you've talked about that all season long. But I think they'll be able to put this game behind them. I think you look at the body of work more than just one game in Green Bay, in Lambeau Field, tough conditions. I think they'll bounce back well against the Titans.
Yeah, I guess the point of concern for me is the offensive line with Matt Tobin replacing Todd Harriman's at right guard. Eagles trying to build some continuity up there, giving up sacks on Sunday. On their first three possessions, all three of those were really costly sacks. Eagles need to be better up front, need to get the running game established. I think they will, and the points will come. But I look at it kind of as overall a one-game hiccup for this Philadelphia Eagles team. Got to be better down the stretch with some really good opponents ahead. So that's kind of the way I look at things. We know one player who's been great the entire season, Jeremy Maclin, is certainly playing at a Pro Bowl level. Bo, I didn't quite see this coming from Maclin. And every week I'm kind of watching, and every week he steps up and delivers.
He was outstanding again yesterday when you look at the stats at the end of the game, over 90 yards, another touchdown. And Jordan Matthews continuing to be great with Mark Sanchez. But we talked to Jeremy Maclin in the locker room after the game. Obviously not happy with the performance, but he knows the Eagles will move forward.
I mean, week in and week out, man, it's hard to win in this football league. Obviously, you know, like I said, against a good team coming on the road, you know, these are the games you try to get yourself up for. The game that you really want to go out there and perform well. And we didn't do that tonight. So still just one game. You know, we're sitting at 7-3. A lot of football left.
Oh, you know, just don't let any outside distractions get in your head. Just continue to, you know, stick with the mission, keep moving forward. And I think everybody's on board with that. I don't think anybody's hanging their heads. People know it's a long season. We're still getting guys healthy. We're still going to go out there and compete. So the main thing is we just got to go out there, put it all together, and go get the next win.
This season is all about the next week. That's everything in this league. It's always the next week that really matters. When we lose to a good team, we come back, work hard this next week, prepare, and get ready for the next opponent.
Man, we never dwell on a loss. I don't think no team in the NFL
remember the last Sunday's game while they playing the next Sunday's game. There's one loss. We're going to regroup. We're getting ready for the Titans.
I just learn from it, put it behind us, then continue to, you know, work to get past it and just focus on the next game. I mean, it's still a one-week season. You know, you can't really hang your head. Just go in, correct it, learn from your mistakes, and then go capitalize the next opportunity we have.
Well, obviously, Dave, the offense was not so great yesterday, but neither was the defense against perhaps the game's best player in Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Bill Davis, Eagles defensive coordinator, knew it would be a titanic challenge against Aaron Rodgers in that high-powered Green Bay offense. He tried everything, and pretty much nothing worked. We'll talk about it when we return to Eagles 360.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Hard work, work.
There you go.
Hard work.
My name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Now, Eagles fans, Bob's Discount Furniture and the Philadelphia Eagles are giving you the chance to win 11 tickets to watch the Eagles take on Dallas. Visit mybobs.com/Eagles lineup to enter now. Contest ends December 1st, 2014. We welcome you back to Eagles 360, talking a little defense. We begin with Bill Davis, the Eagles defensive coordinator, through everything at Aaron Rodgers, only to watch the best quarterback in the league carve up this Eagles defense.
Yeah, sometimes the ball was out quick pretty early. We knew that to stop the rhythm. He likes getting the ball out quick where the pass rush doesn't get into effect. And he got his rhythm throws going, and we were trying to take that away, and we didn't. He threw it in some tight windows and made big plays, and then a couple vertical balls early hurt us, got in a hole. And the third downs were probably the most disappointing because we got him third and manageable for us, and he kept executing on it. We didn't. And I'll give them the credit, and us, we just had a bad day. Every game is completely different. It really is. There's a different group of guys coming at us, and we've got, you know, different plans to go for everybody. The plan is always to pressure the quarterback. The plan is always to smother the receivers and make sure he doesn't have the windows. And we didn't accomplish that today, but it really was a different plan. And give the credit. Aaron Rodgers is on fire right now, and we gave him our best shot, and it wasn't close to good enough today. It's a combination. You know, all we can look at is ourselves. And we'll fix what was wrong out there today. We'll work hard at it. And we got a confident group of guys that hang together. And we know that every now and then you have days like this. You don't want them, but they happen in the NFL. I think most of the big teams, I believe even Green Bay, had one of these earlier in the season. And we have to respond now. We have to work our tails off and get back and learn from what happened today. There was no pressure on him, and a couple times he got out and made big plays. And I was happy to see Bradley Fletcher stay in there and compete in the second half and make the plays on the vertical ball. But that's how Fletch is wired. He's not going to quit. He's not going to give up. And he had a rough start, but that's all of us had a rough start. There was no pressure on the passer when he was making those throws. So collectively, we lost today. And, again, we'll give credit to Green Bay and re-rack this thing and be ready for next week.
Well, Bo, the defense had been playing so well in recent weeks, went up against an offense that has just been so on point of late, really all season, a veteran group. and the Eagles really had troubles.
And listen, the Eagles defense knew they'd have to play a near-perfect game to be able to stop Aaron Rodgers and company, and they didn't do that, and obviously the Packers went out and scored over 50 points. They had one on defense and one on special teams as well, but Aaron Rodgers was outstanding. He made tightly contested throws down the field to Jordy Nelson. Bradley Fletcher was victimized a few times, but it was nice to see him, and Chip Kelly and Bill Davis both talked about this. Nice to see Bradley Fletcher bounce back in the second half, make some plays on contested balls, but the cornerbacks were under fire all day.
Yeah, they sure were. There wasn't a lot of pressure up front. Eagles tried to do a lot of things, but primarily this is a defense that wants to play single high safety, safety in the box, and their cornerbacks up toward the line of scrimmage in press coverage and get physical with the wide receivers. It's worked for most of the season. Did not work on Sunday, as cornerback Bradley Fletcher talked about in the aftermath of the loss.
Oh, he made a lot of plays. He was on target on a lot of throws. He was able to scramble today. He did a lot of good things. Then we just got to go back and evaluate the film and get ready for next week.
It's going to be hard for any defense, you know. But like I said, you know, as an all-around team, you know, we had to go in there. You know, we got to be being disciplined and mistake-free. And this is just a big team loss. That's all it is.
When you lose, you look at the film, you see the mistakes made, and you have to improve. Obviously, there were more mistakes made tonight. There's a lot to correct. But, you know, you lose by 30 or 40, whatever we lost by today, you lose by three. It's still one loss in the column.
Well, that is the chatter among the defensive players. Now, the special teams on Sunday, what a wild ride for that group.
Yeah, they scored another touchdown of their own, blocked a point after attempt. But for the first time this season, a real blemish on special teams. We'll talk about that on the other side on Eagles 360.
You win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win.
You win.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
What would you ask your favorite Philadelphia Eagles player? Here's your chance. Just tweet your question using hashtag AskAnEagle, and your question could be featured on Inside the Eagles, airing on 6ABC. Ask an Eagle, presented by GEICO. Welcome back. It's Eagles 360, the special teams on Sunday. Tough spot. Eagles are trailing 10-0. Donnie Jones gets off a decent punt, caught at the 25-yard line, and then it all broke down for the Eagles coverage teams, which had been both so solid all season.
And rookie Josh Huff was right there as Micah Hyde made the reception of the punt, unable to make a tackle, and Micah Hyde sprinted into the end zone, gave himself a little Lambeau leap, but the special teams giving up the first return touchdown that they have all season. You wonder if the absence of Brandon Boykin, which was for an injury briefly there, made an impact, but obviously Eagles need to be better there.
Yeah, and they came back and had some moments, blocked a PAT, they blocked a punt. Darren Sproles still effective in the punt return game. The kickoff returns, Chris Polk was good. He did fumble one, recovered, though. So I don't look at it as an area to be too concerned with. A blemish, Dave Fipp will work on it. And these special teams still should be dominant going down the stretch.
It seems a little flip to just want to turn the page and discount everything that happened yesterday, offense, defense, and special teams. But you sort of want to. You sort of want to put that game aside and look at the rest of the season and hope that the Eagles can play like they did aside from in Lambeau Field.
Yeah, the Eagles have had so many games going in their favor in those kind of games. And on Sunday, Lambeau Field, it went the other way against the Eagles, still 7-3, tied for first place in the NFC East. And the Tennessee Titans coming to town on Sunday, the 2-7 Titans going into their game tonight against the Pittsburgh Steelers. All we really know about them, Bo, I don't know much. Zach Mettenberger is the quarterback. I'm going to tune in and check it out tonight.
Rookie fifth-round pick, big arm, not a lot of mobility. I'm going to watch tonight and see what I can learn about the Titans. Can you name the one former Eagle on the Titans roster?
Cannot.
I don't think you can.
No, I can't.
Tight end Brent Brackett, of course.
Brent Brackett, of course. Former Penn State Nittany Lion.
That's exactly
correct,
right.
Like, he got hurt when he went to Jacksonville. Is that correct,
Bo? That's exactly right.
See, so I mean,
the guy is hanging around. You got to give him credit.
Yeah, well, we'll see him hopefully next Sunday when he comes to town, when the Eagles play the Tennessee Titans. That'll do it for us today on Eagles 360. We're back on Tuesday. Chip Kelly in studio, a little fantasy football chatter as we get the memory and the taste of that game in Lambeau Field completely out of our minds and out of our mouths. We thank you for joining us today. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.